Alright guys, we're back. It's the same day. It's crazy. I'm doing two pods in a day, and I'm on the run. I'm walking. I like to walk. Literally every problem you can encounter in your life can be solved by a walk. Try it out if you've never tried it out. Amazing, life changing. Give it a whirl. Give it the old college try. But I had in my mind loosely the loose end from the last episode. If you haven't listened to the last episode, it's great. I just finished listening to it, so I say that in all humility. Best thing I've ever heard. I would prefer to listen to that than... Who's your favorite podcaster? Joe Rogan? Oh, whoa, man. Have you ever done DMT? I have, actually. Ooh, I'm not going to talk about that, though. I might talk about it. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I probably won't. Don't do it. I don't think you should. And I don't think I did enough, either. Which, am I going to get into fucking drug usage methods, types? Probably not. Maybe, who knows? This is episode 2, though. So, there's a thing about podcasts, which Alex Mosey says, everyone loves to repeat it, and it's like 99.9% of podcasts don't make it past episode 1 or 2. Something like that. So what is it? Oh, today's theme is erotic nightmares, by the way. I like to get a theme. Because I had a fucking wet dream this morning. Crazy. Crazy to talk about. Crazy to think about. But we'll go there. So 99.9% of them never make it past the 4th show, 12th show, something like that. So he's like, the cheat code in life is just to keep going. And you go, yeah, maybe. Is that correlation or cause? Guy's a pretty good marketer, so he's pretty good at... He just lies. That's the thing. But he doesn't lie... He's got a code, so he won't, like, explicitly lie. In his copy, he'll be like, join school, and you'll get a... Like, 1 out of 2 paid communities make money on school. And you're like... Okay, but if you join school and you don't have a huge audience, they instruct you not to make your community paid. So, is that for your benefit or to stop... To not screw with the statistics. That's the thing. That's the thing you start to wonder. I don't know, he seems like a good guy. He seems like a mutual benefit kind of guy. But the point was that if you do enough, or listen to those birds, listen to those children playing. This is what life's about. Look at those butterflies. Oh no, this is a visual. So you can't actually see. Forget that. Imagine, if you will, a beautiful, beautiful butterfly. Butterfly. Oh, we've set up the stakes again. I'm at 20% of battery. And... No, I was about to say I'm struggling. I'm not struggling. I'm free associating, babe. This is the cutting edge. This is where the avant-garde. Oh yeah, so if you just keep doing it, you've already beaten 99.9% of people. And I had the idea to do it tomorrow. I was like, I had the idea, I'll do it tomorrow. But then I was like, act now, do it now. Get out of that procrastination habit and just do it now. That's the cheat code. That is the cheat code in life, I'm starting to realize. So, we are actually going to get into some quite controversial topics today. And you'll be like, how can you do that with a topic as humble as erotic nightmares? Well, one, so this was supposed to be me getting songs, introducing people to songs, that sort of thing. But I'll be real, I'll drop the veil. I don't like to lie. That seemed like too much effort. I was like, you gotta fade in. I might get a theme song. I'll get a theme song and an outro song. That's about the limits of how deep I'll go this far until I've got a producer who does all of that. That's what's coming, baby. That's what's here. So you keep going. Yeah, but how can that be such a controversial topic, you may ask? Shockadelica is a song by the late and great Prince, if you're familiar. And did you know Prince used to do a bunch of ecstasy, a bunch of MDMA? The song is on the theme of having an erotic nightmare. So he used to do a lot of MDMA. I mean, like, I can't imagine that being shocking. Like, look at the way that man dressed. But he recounts being tied down to a bed. I don't even want to go into the crasser elements of it. But basically, it's erotic nightmare in song. That's it. I thought of one song on the theme. Can't do me for it. Technically, valuable show already. Although the song's not that good either. So, probably shouldn't say that. You know what? I said it, man. Jeez Louise, glorious day. Think my luck might change. Radiohead. Ooh, that's another theme. Positive and uplifting Radiohead songs. Because I recently started learning Radiohead. Go figure. I can play Radiohead songs now. Go figure. It's what happens when you keep going with a guitar. It's what happens when you keep going with life. You go, wow, this is weird. I didn't think I'd be able to do that. And then you could do it. It's cool. Prince, in his, I think it was when he was stopping to do drugs, quitting drugs. No, that wasn't it. Because he'd done a bunch of MDMA, and he was about to release an album from the perspective of a woman. So you guys know that. Do you know that? If I was your girlfriend, sort of thing. Like, guy didn't just come up with that off the top of his head. He was really experimenting with. I love when I struggle to pronounce words. Androgyny. I was about to be like, use your minds here now, children. What song am I alluding to? But. So he had a complete mental breakdown. Was going to say, release the whole album as a woman. Which I kind of wanted to hear. But then he found God or whatever, reneged, and was like, I'm a man. That's like in direct violation of the law of the good book. Makes you wonder, hey, where does all this androgyny, this he, she, they, them stuff come from? In the Bible, it's called Legion. Legion. We are Legion. They, them. Sort of vibes. It's where it originates. I'm gonna sit down. Sorry, can you hear those planes? Jeez Louise, this is genius. Did you hear those planes, guys? Can you? All right. I used to do this thing where anytime I needed a vamp, I'd just pretend to be Eckhart Tolle and be like, hello, guys. And now I'm just genuinely going to do this. So this is valuable as a little technique for life where you go, just have a little pause while I gather my thoughts. We're going to listen for silence. So where does silence end and where does sound begin? That is a question I want you to be asking yourself. Here we go. It's in your head. Oh, but that's just what happened to me, where I had a voice in my head being like, all right, we should talk again. And then, I don't know, maybe I spoiled that for all of you guys. So, androgyny. Androgyny. This whole idea, man. It's so weird to approach. Oh, speaking of wet dreams, I took a vow of celibacy for a year. So that's where wet dreams come in. You're like, I don't like to talk about dreams too specifically. Because I've had so many lives where I went on that little lucid dreaming rabbit hole. Where you look at your hands all throughout the day. You look at your hands. Yeah, what am I? Are these hands real? Well, not even that, but you just, in dreams, you get the habit of looking at your hands and they pulse in dreams. So if they're not pulsing, you're in a dream. You can lucid dream. And I guess I got into it super heavy. And what did I do then? I just fucked people. That was what I did back then in my dreams. I was like, yeah, this is an NPC, babe. You can just use, like, Jedi mind tricks on them. It's a weird rabbit hole to go down to. I remember being in an online community on that very thing. And every new guy would be like, how soon until we can fuck people in our dreams? And you'd be like, yeah, but as soon as you want, man. But that was everyone's question. There you go. Should we put this as a pinned post? No judgment here. I still remember one guy. This was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. In terms of starting a path. This man was talking about how in his dreams, he was an emperor. And he was conflicted about this. He's like, I have a whole kingdom. I'm cruel to my denizens. He's just like, what? This is awesome. I'm thinking so small with my dreams. But I don't know if I'm a good emperor. And then I wake up. I'm like, was I a bad emperor? I'm like, man, that's cool. So dreams are cool. A lot of good songs on dreams. I don't want to rip off Bob Dylan too directly. But you can go look at a Bob Dylan's theme time radio show on dreams. On dreams. It's great. So I first got into the great Roy Orbison. That fat guy. Big fat guy. Guy sung Pretty Woman. Member of the Traveling Wilburys, so a bandmate of Bob Dylan's if you're not that into. You know what? If you don't know that, I don't want you to listen to this show. Turn it off and research it. Come back. And then we can discuss this as equals. We can discuss this as equals for once. So dreams, I don't even really want to talk about the transgender stuff that much. Couple of reasons. It's only show two. That's the thing. I'm a little bit afraid to. That's the main reason I think about it. Because you go deep enough down that rabbit hole, you're like, why is it Baphomet the transgender? It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. Baphomet the transgender. The goat. The original goat. Strange. To me, anyway. It's strange to me. You tell most people this stuff and they're like, yeah, whatever. We're watching TV, man. Haven't you heard about inflation? Inflation. Little trigger word. To make you panic. Start reading books, though, and it's all there, man. It's all there, man. Until I have reached the point where it's just like, let go, let God. Or let go, let something. I like suggestion. I do like suggestion. I read this book, Infinite Jest, and that's actually where I first... No one's going to read this book ever. It took me 7 years to read. It's all about cliches. And the power of cliches. And how learning something through experience is about 1,000 times more profound than learning something, than hearing a cliche. You hear a cliche and you're like, that's vapid, that's dumb, that's stupid. What, easy does it? Ugh. Trying to stop drinking and you're like, easy does it, man. I'm trying to stop, what was the other one? I'm trying to stop meth. It's a very attractive woman doing meth in the book. With a hideous face, it was weird. It was mythical. Don't read the book. If you've listened to this, you can't read the book, because I'm going to rob you of the joy of reading the book. And it literally takes you 7 years to read. There's an unsolvable plot. That's the whole thing. And it drives a certain kind of man insane, looking for it all, man. Looking, where does it come together? Where does it come together, man? The plot. I'm talking about the plot. So you get to the end of the book, and it cuts off. There is no resolution. The resolution is... not in the book. It's a strange book. Another cliche they say is recovery is not linear. It's not linear, man. So the book, of course, is not linear. So instead of explicitly mentioning that in the book, he goes, I'll use the power of suggestion. I'll let anyone, any curious reader... any insane reader, actually, I think he is. Any reader who's like, I need to fucking figure out how this book works. He's like, pay attention to the structure. Ah, it's not linear. What do they say in AA? Ah, recovery is not linear. What's the book about? AA, oh, okay. Kind of makes sense. Closest I ever got with the ending was I almost got into fucking fist fights, cybernetically with doctorates in literature. That was the thing. The guy was like, it took you fucking longer to read this book than it took me to get a doctorate in literature. I was like, hey, goof, maybe that's why you should listen to me. Why don't you fucking listen to me on this book? That's actually not what I did. Played it smart. Made a bunch of grammar mistakes. Let him correct my grammar. And then in his corrections of my grammar, there was a mistake. I let someone else point that out, and I was the victor. He deleted all his comments. I was like, oh my god, I wasted my life getting a doctorate in literature, and I just got absolutely schooled by this guy. Another thing was to be like, yeah, I've also noticed that readers of this book are the least accommodating to newer speakers of English. So I didn't say English was my... I just learned English. I inferred it. I was like, I'd never say English was my second language to a stranger. Use the old doublespeak where it's technically not a lie, but I suggest what I am. This is fun. This is fun just to talk in a park. I am starting to understand the appeal in being one of those jabbering, insane people. But they could use this book as well. That's the thing about this book. And then you look at people looking at you and you're like, isn't that insane, man? It could be on the phone. So the whole point of the ending of this book is there is no ending, but he leaves enough clues to drive you mad where if you have the attitude of like, I'm not being bested by a fucking, who was this geek? I'm not being bested by him. I'll find it out. And this is sort of the approach I took to life as well, where I'm like, I need to know how things work. I need to know how everything works. I need to know how they're fucking me. I need to know. You go insane that way, where it's like, you need something to cling on to. It's either going to be alcohol, it's either going to be fucking porn. Oh my god, I'm so glad I'm away from those degenerate porn addicts I'm saving. No, I shouldn't say that. I might ask you guys to watch this, listen to this. Yeah, you sweethearts, anyway. Actually, you guys are trying to get it out of your life, so. That's it, though. Keep going. Keep speaking. We're speaking for an hour, buddy. An hour's a show. Anything less than that is a monologue. All right, guys. Fair enough. Good point. Well argued. Silver sunshine, sylvan shine, take the grime. Binds, skines, hinds, trying to start speaking again. All right, we're back with your regular programming. And this happened to me the other day. I was like trying to hit all these different niches. Because that's the thing about getting an audience. No one cares about you ever. But if they watch you enough, they care about you. It's strange. If you listen to them enough, you care about them. If you don't watch them, on first glance, you're like, this guy could fucking drop dead for all I care. Who cares? But if you're in a niche, if you hit a nice little niche, people are like, all right, I care about this niche. And then through association, they're like, yeah, I care about this guy kind of also. Until you are... This is exactly how porn is used as well. I'm gonna clarify that as well. For like, until you're like, all right, I'll fucking watch this guy. I'll listen to this guy. You gotta listen to something. You gotta watch something. I'll listen to this guy. So talk about how they use this in porn. It's like, you're watching... best you start out wishing an attractive lady. Get fucked. That's how you start. And then it's like an attractive lady in leather. And now you're like, I like attractive ladies. She's in leather. You've got the association to leather. And you're like, I like leather now. So people say you're born with whatever sexual proclivity you have. I think it is. I don't think that's true, is the other thing. You've got all these... I had this fucking argument with a fucking atheist sent the other day. Fuck atheists, man. I mean, bless them. Bless them. Bless and fuck them is my new salutation. Bless and fuck them. But I don't get it. He's like, I need evidence, man. What is your evidence of nothing? It's like, you've never seen nothing ever. You've never experienced nothing ever. It's like, you don't even want to logically argue with these fucking logic goofs.
I like to present myself as smart. Everyone needs to think I'm smart. That's how I want to be viewed. That's how I want to be perceived. I'm a smart guy. You're a dumb guy. I'm smart.
What's smart about you?
I don't believe in what you believe in.
Okay. Well, you're coming onto my channel. I didn't come knocking at your door saying, hey, Jesus is here to save your life. I don't give a fuck. It's a non-McDonald joke. I'm gonna directly steal it now. It's like, my idea of heaven is watching everyone who ever wronged me get raped by the devil while I'm in heaven with a harp and a zither and all that. So I don't care what you believe. And I also do think it is strange. I don't think it's effective either to be like, hey guys, have you heard the good word? I do think Jesus himself was like, do not cast what is holy before swines. So like, isn't Jesus holy? Shouldn't you present it in a way that's appealing? Not just explicitly go, Jesus redeems, Jesus is your savior, man. Jesus, read the gospel. That guy is still in my... I really need to forgive that guy. Tells me to read the gospel. I've read the gospel. I ask him a question about the gospel, and he's like, you haven't read it, really. I watched a movie once. It was cool. Yeah, all right. Fuck it. This is why it's so unappealing. This is why suggestion is so good. And this is why this Infinite Jest book is probably the most profound experience I've had ever. Craziest trip I've ever been on in my life. Where you read that book, you start with the book, and your fucking entire life is orientated around drinking. You go 7 years with the book, and you're like, I don't want to, why the fuck would you drink? I don't get that. It's literally poison. If you know anything about history, it's always the British who are like, all right, guys, we're here in this new land. Take this poison. We've developed an immunity to it. but it'll fucking ruin your life immediately. So there you go. Have a gander. If you start with that, and by the end, you're just like, nah, that's not what I meant. So the plot is unsolvable. It's a little bit like life. It's unsolvable. Lean not on thine own understanding. I think that is in the Bible. You can't even solve a jigsaw puzzle. You can't even solve Infinite Jest. You can't even solve... I don't know. What can you solve? This is the better question. I can't solve much. I can't. This is me on my... Get the organs going, fellas. Maybe I should edit music into this. organs would really add to the pathos there. It was just like,
I tell you who can solve it.
No, I won't, because the power of suggestion is about a million times better. So I'd let go, and that's what I'd do with most of my problems. That's how I approach the mystery of life these days. Oh, that was the whole point of the book. I'll tie up that loose end for, like, the plot is unsolvable. It is a cliche they have in AA. He never explicitly mentions that cliche in the book, so you have to have experienced... Well, I've never been to AA. Actually, that's not true. I went to a Zoom meeting once. Zoom. Ah, man, that's funny. The life I've led. I went a couple times to, I guess, parking lot of it, and you're just like, I don't want to walk in there. They talk about parallel lines. It's a big thing in the book. He's like this fucking author. He's fucking... so darn argumentative. So darn confrontational. And I'll talk about Ulysses later, because that's the book I'm on now. And they're like, Joyce said his first duty as a writer was to insult rather than to flatter his compatriot. And you go, yeah, all right, this fucking academic is doing it. So the book is intended to troll those academic types. And he says this: the ending should be clear to anyone who... does the work. That there are two parallel lines in the book, and they're going to set it sort of converge somewhere off in the distance, which is just enough of a loose end to drive a fucking reader insane, where you're like, there is an ending. He explicitly stated there isn't an ending. Why would he do that, man? Why? Just spoon feed me the ending, please. And then you realize the one of the parallel lines is you. It's you. You have to do the work outside of the book, and you come back to it, and you're like, I don't need to know how it ends. I have let go. And I let go, and God, ha ha ha, let go and let God. And I tell you, man, it's an amazing mantra to have. There you go. I'm a little concerned about this guy who's one of my beloved viewers, is watching videos titled 10 Reasons to Stay Alive. If you're able to track down that guy pretty easily, you're like, I think this guy is going to fucking die soon. But I'll try to help him. But I don't know how to help him. But life's sure crazy that way. So... that's the last time I'm ever doing that for a beloved viewer, I must say. It's too much of a headache. Too much of a headache. Me go, I might say this thing. Because this is the thing I've realized, is to... And this is actually does relate to a David Foster Wallace quote, of all people, of all men. All right, we're at 10% battery. I have so many amazing points I've just gotten to, where you go, hey man, just speak. That's the cheat code. Don't worry about being perceived as insane. Don't worry, man, just speak. Be insane, be whatever. Get those voices of your family fucking shitting on any attempt you had to do anything. Holy crow, that's a loose end. I should tie up well. I watched a video of me in Malta of all places. And this was me at my absolute breaking point in life. About, I'm going to say 2 years after I'd read Infinite Jest. So that's where it's first presented to you that, like, maybe drinking isn't how you should solve every problem. Maybe not. I don't want to sound preachy. Then I got a little, I think I got like 6 months or something. And then you just go, fucking drink again. Why not? Fucking, how else am I going to see my family? Fucking drink. Yeah, fucking not drink. And that's the worst spot, where you get like the little... It's almost exactly like, if you guys are familiar with the movie Dark Knight Rises, and if you are not, you are too young. You are too young for this show, if you are not familiar with that movie. I was trying to talk about escaping the pit, and the torture of it is you can see the way out. You can see like the little hole, whatever, man. Whatever, man, you can see that. You get close, and then you fall back into darkness. So that's what it feels like when you've had that 6 month stretch of sobriety. I wouldn't even call it sobriety, I'd say, of not drinking. Because if you read the book Infinite Jest, they pretty explicitly state that sobriety and not drinking are different. Sobriety is turning your life over to like higher principles. You know, I should really go to AA if I'm gonna espouse there. Principles. Sobriety and not drinking are different. Boom. Suggestion. Work that out for yourselves. Oh, I like that. I've assumed that there's multiple listeners. I'm very big on the power of presuming success these days. It is an inevitability. It is an inevitability. I'm on a rocket ship to the moon, guys. I am. So you let go, you let God. One of the loose ends that drove me crazy in this book is that it's set in the future. But the future sort of reads as the present. So there's Uber Eats in it. There's Uber Eats. You go, that's... Okay, a guy predicted Uber Eats. I guess a guy predicts Uber Eats. And there's a president who resembles Donald Trump to a T. I think it was based on Ronald Reagan. But that is also weird. And they make CIA operatives. This is like wow, this is crazy, man. They make them dress up as women to run their operations. Yo, how did a guy predict that? How did a guy predict that? You go, I don't think he predicted it. I got out of my crazy, maniacally obsessive phase with the book. Well, as you dip in, you dip out. That was the thing. I was a binge reader. I was a binge reader. I was a binge drinker as well. Oh, crazy. Crazy, the parallels. So you dip in, you dip out. And on my last dip in, I was like, this guy has to be fucking connected with the CIA.
And you go, wow, that's crazy, man. And you go, in the book, he presents, like, the cover journalists use is, the cover CIA operatives use is, oh, we're just writers and journalists, so we can come here and ask you questions because we're writers and journalists. It's also guys in wheelchairs. It's like, what? He's like, yeah, we use the journalism and disabled people. We've got many methods, man. And sex operatives as well. You go, how the fuck do you get... how do you escape that gauntlet? You know, it is weird. It was weird to read. About how they were getting like 6 foot... four guys to put on heels, and people were falling in love with them as well because they were so aloof. What is it Norm Macdonald says? He's like, that woman's too sexy to be a lady, she's a guy. That was like his thing for seeing through it. Man. Jeez, look at the birds. I'm literally looking at birds. I should clarify that. Look at the leaves. Look at yourselves. Look at yourselves. Bring it back. So I won't go into why I thought he was connected to the CIA. Because it's part of the book as well. He's like, taunts you about, like, you're going to get fucking maniacally obsessed with this. Like, you get maniacally obsessed with anything that isn't obviously apparent to you. He wrote the book for that reader. Which is funny. And it's a tennis game as well. So the idea is he's a fucking master at tennis. And he's training you up to play the game with him. The game of the book with him. So, I mean, it's too highfalutin for like 99.9% of this culture. So that's why they can slip all the good gems in there. Of like, yeah, we're gonna fucking Uber Eats and shit. You think Uber Eats is organic? You think that happened organically, man? We've had that plan for years. So I thought he just was a reader, so he like read the plans, because they're all out there in white papers, and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to read a white paper, though. So I thought he was one of the guys who read a white paper. I was like, all right, I'll put this in my futuristic novel. Be a genius. Be heralded as a genius. And then you start going, is it even, was this book's success even organic? Who owns, what was the publisher? Who owns publishing, man? See, that's how deep you go if you go into conspiracy. You're like, who owns alcohol, man? Oh, it's the pirates. Pirates, they've always owned alcohol. Pirates have always owned everything that's going to kill you. Ah, weird. What was that company's name again? It allegedly runs the world. Yeah. Also kind of weird. It is weird. But I've let go, and I have... Just seen a beautiful bird. So let go and let God, my friends. That's what I say. Pirate radio. This is another thing about reading books. It's like I think Alex Jones always says this. We got it. We saved it. Now that is an avant-garde trill right there. That was not me struggling to speak. an attractive woman coming. I got nervous since I've been celibate for, what is it now? Day 200. Day 207, I think. But you read Ulysses. I'm either going to have to get to this point quickly or abandon the point, because I don't feel comfortable mentioning it around a woman. So Ulysses, you know, I'm going to preamble about Ulysses because that's a good topic. Are you listening to the silence? I'm trying to train my audience to do that whenever there are pauses. Because I got shy. I got shy. It's like that woman's looking at me. I might appear crazy. All right, we're at 46 minutes and 6% battery. Fucking... keep going, guys. Keep hope alive. That's what I say. That's what I said. Yeah, so Ulysses, a book by James Joyce. And did I mention he's... Yes, I did mention that he says a writer's first duty may be to insult. Which was incorrect, but he never said that. It was the guy who wrote the introduction to him. So I've only read... the introduction, this go-around. This is the second time I've read it, though. First time I read it, I think it was 21. I was like, yeah, I'm reading a book by an Irishman. Let's drink a bunch of Guinness and read this book. It was fun. And then I read the book, and there was a whole chapter on Guinness. And you're like, ah, fucking cool. And that's all I can remember from the book. Because that is a big key component of the book, is it's like not supposed to be memorable. Because no one's going to read Ulysses, are they? Who in this culture is going to... You guys are going to just fucking watch porn. You're going to listen to your podcasts and Bitcoin. You're all going to... And you go... It's all out there, man. It's all out there. The problem and the solution is out there. The game that is being played is out there, man. So you watch it. No, you read it. So it's a day in the life, and like, you're not good. Who remembers the days of their lives? So that's sort of where that comes from. And then you go deeper into the roots, and you're like, oh, this is a Rosicrucian practice where the daily review. But when you go through your day, you're supposed to be so aware of what you're doing. And when you fall asleep, oh, we've tied it back to dreams. We've tied it back to dreams. I love this. I love this game, man. I love this game. And it always happens. You keep talking, good things happen. You keep going, good things happen. So I always like to bulletproof my videos for if you are actively suicidal and you're listening. This isn't a video, so it doesn't actually matter. Yeah, now I can be like, oh, fuck it. Fucking die if you want. It's not on my conscience. It's not on my hands. We're at 5% battery and 50 minutes. Good Lord. Holy crow, this reminds me of my old job. Where I'd get fired. There was always the risk I'd get fired if my phone died. I needed my phone explicitly for the job. Like, how do I keep a phone charged for 6 hours? best job I ever had in my life, man. But this was weird. That was the one stressful part. You're like, ah, fuck, I might get fired here. And then I eventually did get fired. For a different reason. But just acting like a douchebag. That was it. I was like, I'm in my douche era. Fuck you. She's like, and then you come crawling back and she's like, no, I thought you quit. And you're like, nah, we never had that conversation. I'd like my job back and I would like a raise. She's like, get out of here. What are you talking about? Nah, she just removed me from the group chat and you're like, ah, my word. Like this. The life of an independent contractor, man. Yeah, it's all for the best. Who wants to spend that? Who wants to fucking work a job, man? Who wants that? I didn't seem that bad to me. When I was doing it, it seemed bad. But then when I started taking my own strides to the entrepreneur. I would like you to fill in the blank there of the word I'm trying to say. Entrepreneur. I just burped. Entrepreneurial endeavor. I'm like, oh, I'll work a job. But then it goes, man. So the daily review is when you're lying down to sleep, you replay your entire day until you finally reach the point where you're like, oh my God, life itself is sort of just like a dream. And I never got good at it. So I think depending on how deep you go, how far you go, you can change what you dream about during the day. And it influences the world. So row, row, row your boat merrily down the stream. Man, that's not how it goes. I mean, man, they put it all out there. They put it all out there, man. They put it all out there. Am I in my let go? Another thing about lucid dreams is you can never tell a dream character they're in a dream. They get violent. I think that's what it is, isn't it? Life. Just a dream. Just a dream. That would have been a good place to end, but I'm going for an hour, or else I'm insane. I hit an hour. I'm a genius. I should stop with the black and white thinking, man. Good lord, that grass is green, man. Good lord, that sun is bright, man. Good lord. I'm glad to be alive. So you keep going, good things will happen. I'm putting it out there to the subconscious mind that this we're about to enter the best 7 minutes of this show. It's like, how avant-garde do I get where the best 7 minutes would just me be putting nature sounds on? You know what? I'm actually going to do that. I don't edit myself. I don't limit myself. And it's amazing what happens when you do that. Now, I would like to remind you all, I used to do a pretty funny Eckhart Tolle impersonation. All right, I'll actually tie up that loose end of Ulysses quickly so we can get to the beautiful sounds. And the dragonflies buzzing around me. You know what? I'm in a room. I never left the house. This is highly produced. This is amazing. No, it's not. But, or is it? Who knows? Oh, but now, like, a child goes past. And you can't talk about Ulysses until
child until the child is gone. You know what? Power of suggestion. There's something really funny about Ulysses. You know what? I'll just say it. It's like, no, I won't say it. No, I'll say it. No, I won't say it. No, I won't. The whole thing is like, how much culture has changed. If you ever read a book that's like not recent, the footnotes are the funniest part. So the main character is just this fat, cuckold, average guy. And I think the point of it was like, hey man, sometimes the real heroes let their wives get fucked by other men. That was literally the point. And they don't hold a grudge about it. They don't even fight anyone over it. They just, sometimes you're a real hero if you do that. Forget all this Irish nationalism and fighting spirit. The real heroes are fucking fat cuckolds. And you're just like, oh my god, this was the beginning of the end, wasn't it? Where he's just perverting Ulysses. Although I haven't read it, so I can't. Maybe it's great. Maybe it's awesome. Check out my, actually, I probably will stop with the Ulysses angle on my YouTube. One of the endnotes is like, this guy brought his wife. Was she even his wife? I think it might be his girlfriend. But he brought her breakfast in bed. Which sounds like nothing now, but they're like, oh, this was just the, in the, during the time period, this was like, oh, this guy is just not even a man. It was like, it was shocking. It was pornographic. It was literally pornography. The book was considered pornography for these sorts of concepts. And that's why I started reading it. I was like, all right, I got porn out of my life, man. I haven't got it out of my dreams yet, though, but I've got it out of my life. And I know from alcohol, that's dreams. When you quit drinking, you always have these fucking relapse dreams. Like, ah, shit, I'm drinking again. Ah, I'm with my brother, we're drinking. Ah, no. And you wake up and you're like, ah, no. It's all good. It's all good, man. Oh my god. Actually, that was the main reason I started acting like a fucking douchebag at that old job. Alright, we're at 3% battery in 2 minutes. Do I get it off? I had a nightmare. And this was a fuck, it always happens. This was an erotic nightmare. Oh, well, I had my boss. She's just this fat Romanian woman. Nice, kind as well. She's fat. And we had a sexual tension. So I started out like, what? How? What? And then we end up being like, oh my god, we're fucking flirting right now. Fucking looking her up and down. Oh, she fucking loves it. Oh, I have a nightmare. I have a fucking nightmare that I'm fucking her. Not that I'm fucking her, that I'm fucking, we're in a relationship. And she's like, all right. She's still the boss though. Then that's the fucking nightmare for me. That's the nightmare for me, man. So we're in a relationship. She's like, tell me, okay, we can have sex now because, how's the Romanian accent go? Basically, she was just giving me fucking instructions on when I could fucking fuck her. I woke up and was like, oh, it's just a dream. I'm sleeping on the floor alone. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We've fucking done it. That is an absolute clinic. Do you like the deception? I was like, all right, now, guys, we're going to listen to this boom. Then I get into the zingers. I get into the ka-ka-ka-pow, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-pow. All right, that would have been perfect if I absolutely hit an hour. I just did. I'm the man. I'm the best. This is arguably, inarguably, the best podcast I've ever listened to. Best podcast I'm listening to. Because it's the only one. And give me your fucking crypto money, you geeks. All right, bye.